Order info and final ticket sales, visit rhythmandalps.co.nz.
That track right there was some ads, I joke. Lunar Intruder, off to know it was before all of that. Shoutouts to Matt for buying me a beer last night. Anyways, just side notes. I am so hyped for this chat now. Of course, Friday comedy, it's after 9 on a Friday. And the best way to spend your weekend in Ōtautahi is by getting your laughs in. I am joined with two fellow kings, Tony and Fred A. Three kings in studio, right? And that's the last time I'll say. Because what? Mask men is who we are.
Yeah, good day there, mate. It's a lads kind of morning.
Hi, I'm a boy.
Yes, so
Wolverine such. Mask.
And it's going down at your jingle ball tonight, Tony. Am I right?
Yes. I've got a little treat in my sack. So we've got Tony Chestnut's jingle ball tonight at Good Times Comedy Club. We got lots of balls, and they'll be jingling.
Yes, they will. Tickets are $25 from Humanitics. People should head on down. The lineup is ridiculous. How did you manage to wrangle all of these artists, especially with this generational divide?
Oh, yeah, I tell you, it's bloody hard. I'm very excited to have Fred A on the lineup. He's a good friend of mine. We, you know, sometimes are lovers. I don't know if we want to say that on the radio. God. But
we love in different ways, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I try and love intensely, and you try and love from afar, yes.
A good cop, bad cop, would you say?
Yes, or good cop.
We love the chase.
Yes. I mean, you know, we're very strictly ACAB, but I would like to say that it's probably like good cop, sexy cop.
Hell yeah. And you've got to say, what, emceed by a two-time winner, goodest variety act, Tony. How does that feel?
It feels pretty amazing. If I win it again next year, the award actually gets named after me, so that's very exciting.
Get your nominations in.
Yeah, so it would be the Tony Chestnut Variety Memorial Award. I don't know if you say memorial. I'm not dead yet, but...
No. And you won't be for so long, because you're soldiering on at your retired age. Am I right in saying you're retired?
Oh, yeah, well, in this capitalist hellscape, you can't really retire that early. I'm 59, and I'd say I'm probably due to retire. Well, I don't know, it's hard because I think I'm perpetually 59, so I don't think I'll ever retire, actually. That's quite sad. You were right there, Ben.
I'm so hungover. I'm too hungover for this. This is amazing.
I was just about to say it's a Tuesday, and it's most definitely,
it's
not,
definitely
a Tuesday.
Not a Tuesday. So how did you get involved with Burlesque? There's such a diverse lineup. So how did that all come together?
Well, we've got the lineup. Well, I personally got involved in Burlesque because I was told that I need to find a more productive way of getting naked. My neighbours all had a bit of a meeting and they said, look, you've got to channel this into a hobby or something, Tony, because we're bloody sick of it. Bloody sick of our street parties getting ruined by your schlong. But tonight we've got some really fantastic burlesque performers. We've got Heaven's Door.
Ooh, knock, knock, knocking.
Knock, knock, knock. It's Heaven's Door. sorry, I make her slogans for her, and they're not very good. And we've also got Amy Lee Broadstock. She's a world-class performer. She's doing a fairy thing tonight.
She's a
sugar plum fairy. Do you want to do some burlesque tonight?
Oh, I could. Push the boat out. There's no room on the lineup for me, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Fortunately. For everyone, Ben will not be getting his kid off. But he might at karaoke afterwards.
Hey,
we got karaoke from 10 p.m.
Yeah, I love to ruin my voice even more over that mic, as if I don't on this one enough, right?
Yeah.
Geez. Well, how did this pairing come about? How did you two lads meet? What's the story?
Where did we meet, Freddie?
I don't know. It's just so long ago.
Yes. Well, I was 59.
You were producing shows. You were producing other shows, and I was in the show with the Christmas act that I will be reprising tonight.
Hey. Oh,
that
actually,
was one of my first big shows.
Yes, that's actually right. Yeah. And I was actually a baby 59-year-old that day too, because I had a Facebook memory pop up, and God, my makeup looked shit house that
day. I think
you
had a glitter beard.
Yeah, I had a glitter beard and I had glitter eyebrows, and that was apparently the only makeup I wanted to do. And now I remember at the time I thought, far out, this is really caked on there. And when I see the photo, I don't even look like I've got eyelashes.
Nice.
It was very humbling, wasn't it?
Just processing all
of this. But yeah, so tonight, it's actually very special because it's like we're rekindling our first meeting.
Oh.
Romance might happen.
A weird tension just fell over the studio.
We're older and wiser. And we've had relations, apparently.
So. Yeah, and more dexterous now. I'm so sorry. It is 9...
It's 9:18 a.m.
It's 9:18 a.m. Tell me about this. Getting so hot and bothered.
Oh, what are we? Tell me about this Christmas act free day. What can we expect?
Asking.
Yeah.
If you love Love Actually, then you will enjoy it. There's a surprise in a box. Gosh, what else? I show you how much I really am happy to see you.
I think
that's all I'll say for
nice.
Now.
Nice. Yeah, keep them guessing.
Mm.
How about
the
you, Tony?
The show is R18, I just want to point out. Don't bring your children. It's a weird thing that I have to say that, but
it has happened.
Which is not a good...
Oh, wow.
Don't worry, we didn't let them stay. We were just like, hey... Maybe not the best family environment.
Maybe another night, yeah.
Maybe a different night.
So what are your lads' opinions on the vaccine passes? What's all that go?
Wow, you've really...
That's a pretty heavy question, I have a lot of compassion for people who don't necessarily back them, but I think ultimately it's trying to keep everyone safe.
Funny. That's a very coined answer there, Freddie. I have zero compassion for anyone that is choosing not to get the vaccine. And it might be controversial, but here we are. I just generally think that you should just, you know, buck up and do it. I mean, hey, look, remember polio? Me neither. So get on to it, lads.
Yeah, in your 59 years of living, have you ever seen the nation be so united on, 90%+ of us getting vaccinated?
He remembers the Spanish flu.
I remember the Spanish Inquisition. Yeah, that's right. I remember when old bloody Muldoon was about and he was being a real silly bugger. And it's just funny, you know, like we can all have different political ideas and things, but some of the criticism of this government is so interesting because I'm like, do you remember Robert Muldoon? How dare you tar them with the, you know, I think it's interesting. He literally got drunk once and called a snap election. So if we're thinking about silly governments, remember old Robbie. Yeah. I don't know why I got so this.
You better ride the wave, Tony. I love a tangent. Yes. Oh, snap decisions are common, aren't they? Good times.
Anyways. Well, it was actually quite funny. We did a post being like, hello, everyone, please make sure you have your vaccine passes. And I just got a little bit naughty when some people got a bit upset.
Tony.
I just thought I'd reply with a bit of jest. But unfortunately, I got banned for 2 weeks off Facebook. So it's made promo very difficult. So if everyone really wants to get on board on sharing the old Jingle Ball event, you know, coming along, that would be bloody good. Don't turn up if you're not vaccinated, though. I think I've made that quite clear.
We have Dawa Pasta giveaway. Is that right?
Yes, it is right.
So that's the thing as well. People can text in because there's a Three Boys sponsorship that no one's texted in for as well. So simply text in 021RGU985. What should they text in to win that Dawa Pasta?
I would like a good sext. The sauciest sext.
Sext us at 021RDU985.
If it's addressed to Tony and Fred, bonus points.
Yeah.
Addressed to Tony and Fred, please. Yeah, not to me. Oh my gosh.
You can sext Ben if you want, but I don't think he's into it. Really keen.
Do that for the Three Boys gift pack if you so like. I'll expect those. I can't wait to vet that later on. But yes, thank you so much again, Freddie and Tony Chestnut, for coming on. And to studio, especially on this really moist day. But hey, we soldier on, don't we? We move.
We like, I just like to think of the moisture as lubricant for our conversation, so I'm so sorry I've done this.
Tony's Chestnuts Jingles Balls, yep. That is tonight at Good Times. Make sure to head on down, get your tickets at Humanitics for $25, comedy, drag, burlesque, and a whole bunch more. The lineup is actually ridiculous, so it's a perfect cross-section of Ototahi talent right now. Head on down and get your balls jingled. Oh, thank you so much again for coming. Final words.
And I just want to say, we've got, coming up on the playlist, we've got Anastasia, I'm Out of Love, coming up real soon.
I'm sorry, it's never gonna. Give me a remix.
You don't need a remix.